Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you we can gather together in your name. We want to see you, Jesus.
主啊，我们想要见你。
We want to hear your voice.
我们想要听见你的声音。
We want to pay attention to what you have to say to us.
我们想要聆听你要对我们说的话。
This is your conference.
主啊，今天这是你的特会。
And we want you to take full charge.
我们要你在这里完全的掌权。
Go from heart to heart.
你走过每一颗心。
We want to be changed.
我们希望被改变。
We want to leave this conference never the same.
当我们离开这个特会的时候，我们再也不一样了。
We thank you, Jesus.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
谢谢主。
The Lord seemed to give us a song a month or so ago that would be our theme, and it is number 18 in our hymnal.
主啊，给我们一首诗歌，这是在大诗歌本里面
18首。For the English, and number one.
但是在中文诗歌本是第一册的第一首。荣耀归于真神。
To God be the glory.
荣耀归于真神。
Would you like to stand to sing it?
好不好？我们站起来一起唱。
This was the song that kept coming to us. To God be the glory.
这首诗歌就一直来到我们的心里，就荣耀归于真神。
Sister Gerda, would you pray for us?
亲爱的主耶稣，我们大大的感谢你。Dear
Lord Jesus, we greatly thank you.
我们谢谢你已经所做的。We
thank you for what you have done.
你一辈子都对我们那么好。You
have been so good to us all of our lives.
吸引我们从黑暗中出来。You
draw us from the darkness.
带领到天堂的生活。And
you lead us to a life of heaven.
带领我们认识我们的耶稣基督。
Lead us to know our Savior, Jesus. Lord, we thank you so much. From the depths of our hearts, we want to thank you. Every minute, we want to thank you. We want to thank you with our soul, spirit, and body. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We believe that you already opened the gate of heaven tonight. You have greatly opened wide the gate of heaven tonight. If there's one person who has not believed, if there's one person here that hasn't been filled with the Holy Spirit, we pray that you will greatly fill this person. The Spirit will fill you even more. Pastor Hans Wavago says, if someone has the blessing has to come out. The blessing has to come out. Deliver and free us to believe.
Amen.
And we commit Brother Ernie in your hands, Lord. Bless him. And bless everything that he's going to say. And bless Sister Martha. And the translator. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
为这几天所做的，我们感谢你。
We thank you for what you have done in these past week. Yes.
我们知道还有更好的。
We know that there's more and better.
Yeah.
Because you have prepared a table for us. We shall eat and drink in front of you. We shall greatly enjoy you. And we want to offer our love to you. Be with us and greatly bless us.
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。In
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
大家请坐。I
don't think Brother Ernie really needs an introduction. We've been praying for you all week.
我想我们不需要再介绍 Brother Ernie了, 因为我们这一个礼拜都在为他祷告。
We've been praying a couple months for the conference.
其实我们为这个特会已经祷告了两个月，好几个月了。
We do have a few new people who've never been to camp before.
但是这里有几位从来没有来过特会的。And
many of them have never met you before.
所以有些人不认识 Brother Ernie.
Well, Brother Ernie Waldvogel is one of the, has a church, he pastors in New York City.
Brother Ernie, 他是在纽约的一个教会牧会。
And he allowed me to introduce him to you, but I want to introduce to him our team.
但是我现在呢, 想要跟 Brother Ernie 介绍我们的团队。
The JMI team.
JMI的团队。
Please stand.
请大家起立。
Come on up here. I think he's met Sister Pastor Ruth at the dinner table.
Yes.
She's one of our teachers. We have five teachers. Sister Ruth and I represent the USA. And then we have two teachers in Taiwan, and we have one in Malaysia. So we have a team of five teachers that Pastor Chow installed long before he passed away. Then we have five coordinators. Come on, Emma, stand out where he can see you. Emma Chen, you know, probably. This is Daniel's wife. Emma is the coordinator. You can turn around. She is coordinator for Hong Kong. She looks so small
Taiwan,
and young.
Taiwan.
She has four children. And she has four children that are working right here at camp. And Emma oversees Taiwan. It's a large work. The coordinators have more intimate contact with the students than we do, at least with the leaders of the students. We have about 700 e-school students. And in Taiwan, they have just started 1st of June studying Pastor Chow's book on Waiting on the Lord early every morning. There's 200 of them that join in. So that's Emma's. And she's been with Pastor Chow over 20 years. Jeff and Jenny, they are the workaholics. I don't know how many times Jeff has set my computer straight. And he goes right on my computer with me on it, too. And they do the scheduling. Jenny is our registrar for both these memorial. And this is the first time we've had a part-time retreat for the memorial and a full-time crowd. So Jenny's done marvelous work for about 3 months on registration. And Jeff, of course, does the mechanic work, the scheduling, the recording, the editing, all those type of work. One coordinator is not here, and Mercy before. Mercy Tung is in Taiwan. Her mother had thyroid surgery for cancer, and she's there caring for her mother, but that doesn't stop her from working on Zoom. She's the overseer for China. And now we have Alice come. Come, Alice. Alice is actually the coordinator for this group. She's a coordinator for USA, Canada, Australia, Germany, and some in South America. So everybody that isn't in China or Taiwan, this is really her group of America, and most of them. We have one from China and we have one from Taiwan only. And then she is special to me because whenever I teach, she'll sing for me, and I might ask her to do that. Brother Paul can play for you in a minute, okay? And the other... Oh, that's all of us, isn't it? That's five coordinators and five teachers. And we meet together, the coordinators, we meet every Friday of the year, pray together. And the teachers meet every, don't go too far, is that she will sing before I teach. And when she sings, she ends with prayer. We don't communicate too much in English, but that's all right. When she sings, I sense the presence of the Lord Jesus, and it makes it so easy. I traveled with Pastor Chow at least 7 years all over Asia, and he had an organist. You remember, folks, Alice Chen. And I said, Pastor, I'll preach anywhere in the world if Alice plays before me. And that's where I feel about this Alice. Yeah. Channels only, right? But they are a unit. We work together, and then we learn from Brother Dan Schreck. He liked the fact we're a team, that you have a team in Ridgewood, too, of pastors that work together, and the Lord is in the midst.
我已得到宝血洗净 尝过天上的喜乐，得着生命充满神灵，好使我沉溺云河。主，我不过是你云河，你要流出你生命，求你用我洁人干渴，无忧世界无止境。不过作一祝福云河，云给四维的客人，云给他们就快乐，并此满足的福生。主，我不过是你云河，你要流出你生命，求你用我洁人干渴，无忧世界空后，让你来充满；洁净后，让你施灵。无力只有你的能干，随你命令来供应。主，我不过是你云河，你要流出你生命，求你用我洁人干渴，无忧世界无止境。救主，求将圣灵充满这个已经奉献生，好让火虽如何一般，从我里面直流奔。主，我不过是你云河，你要流出你生命，求你用我洁人干渴，无忧世界无止境。主，我不过是你云河，你要流出你生命，求你用我洁人干渴，无忧世界无止境。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚。是的，主，让我们更多的能够谦卑俯伏在你的面前。哦，知道我们真的是我们什么都不能，离了你我们什么都不能。哈利路亚，我们知道你乃是那一位施恩的神。哦，主啊，一切都是神你所做的。哦，主，我们只不过是你所使用的一个小的器皿而已。哦，主啊，帮助我们更多的来倒空我们，洁净我们，好使我们能够成为你手中所能够使用的器皿，让我们不至于拦阻神的工作。哈利路亚，主啊，我们真的是在你的面前哦，这样的祷告，也求主真的是哦来使用我们每一个人，使我们也能够成为哦你那流通的管道，让我们能够去祝福别人。哈利路亚，主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。哈利路亚，赞美神。
We had an invitation to come for a retreat this year, but it was a little tough time. We're used to Jack Chow just saying we're going.
今年我们来到特会其实刚开始很困难，因为以往呢周牧师只要说好我们去我们就去了。
And of course with the COVID, Taiwan felt it would be impossible, they shouldn't come.
但是因为疫情的关系在台湾的弟兄姐妹没有办法来。
And China couldn't come either.
在中国的弟兄姐妹也没有办法来。
So among the leaders that were able to come, there not everybody chose to come.
在能够来的这个团队里面也有些人也选择不来。
However, after much prayer, there were a few that wanted to come right away.
但是经过祷告以后，有一些呢就决定立刻要来。
Pastor Ruth said in January, we're to go to Pilgrim Camp this year, and Martha's to teach on abiding in Christ.
因为郭牧师呢，在今年一月份的时候就说，我们应该再回去 Pilgrim Camp， 而且玛莎姐妹要教内在生活。
There were so many other things going on.
而且当时也有很多其他的事情发生。
Like e-school classes and teaching a couple times a week and.I just knew we didn't have a deadline to the end of March, so we kind of waited.
当时我们还在教网校，所以我们知道至少在我们要在三月底以前决定。
And Emma said one staff meeting, well, we don't even have a theme.
Emma 姐妹在有一次我们同工聚会的时候，她说我们连一个主题都没有。
Pastor always gave them the theme.
因为在以往呢，周牧师都会告诉我们主题。
Well, I think I had three classes that day, and next morning I said to my husband, pray for me.
那我记得那一天呢，我还要教三堂课，但是在晚上的时候，我就跟我的弟兄说，请为我祷告。
He was sitting in his easy chair, and I knelt by in front of him, and he laid hands on me, and oh, the Lord came.
当时我弟兄坐在他的摇椅上，然后我跪在他的旁边，他为我按手祷告，突然神的荣耀就降临了。
And all it,I didn't hear what he was praying, but the only words that came so clear became our theme. In him we live and move and have our being.
我当时真的听不见我弟兄在说什么，但因为主的话就来了，就说我们的生活动作存留都在乎他。
And we told the team about it. Jeff found out he could make our bulletin with a lake. It was a lake of water.
我就跟同工们分享，然后 Jeff 弟兄呢，他就找了一个图片，就是一个湖上面。
And it had an eagle flying over it.
有一个老鹰飞过。
Well, you know, Brother Chow always loved the eagles. Those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength like the eagle.
我们知道周牧师总是很喜欢用鹰来代表，因为那等候耶和华的要重新得力，像鹰展翅上腾。
And the lake reminded me of Pilgrim Camp.
然后这个湖呢就让我想起是 Pilgrim Camp.
So little by little we were all united.
So 慢慢的我们都大家就合一起来了。
And the Lord brought us, he gave us that theme that he is faithful.
所以主就把我们带在一起，他也给我们一个主题，主真的是很信实。
Even though we didn't know if we had enough physical strength, Jim and I, we had that word that in him we live.
虽然我们不知道我们到底体力够不够，但是我的丈夫跟我们知道我们的动作也都在乎他。
In him we move.
而且我们动作这样存留生活，我们都在乎他。
In him we have our being.
而且我们的生命也在他里面。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Christine. I want to ask John to come a minute. John Chow gave a wonderful testimony that reminded me what was in our heart about coming.John made the mention of it this morning. Maybe you just tell that. In our heart, my heart in particular, I felt I would love to have our children.
约翰今天早上提到，在我的心里，我们希望我们的儿女们，属灵的儿女们，
especially our team,
尤其是我们的团队。
Hear the same message we're trying to present from another voice.
听到同样的 同样的一个信息，但是只是从不同的来声音的来源。
They have had good teaching from Jack and Nancy Chow.
他们已经从周牧师和师母得到了非常棒的教导。
But we all miss them.
我们都非常想念周牧师师母。
But it seemed to be developing that with the ministers John invited and Sister Gerda being willing to come and Brother Ernie coming.
我们邀请了这次邀请了丽居屋团契的几位牧师，包括贝教士和 Ernie 牧师。
It was the answer to our prayer.
这是我们祷告的答应。
That what they have heard from Pastor Chow is a reiteration of what he found when he translated for Jack Chow in Taiwan.
他们从周牧师所听到的教导，实际上完全传承了吴老牧师的教导，当时周牧师在为吴老牧师做翻译。
John's been our coordinator for the conference for 10 years.
约翰是我们这个特会十年以来一直都是他是总负责。
After he gives a little testimony, we'll have Ernie take over.
我们请约翰做一个见证，然后我们就请 Ernie 牧师来带聚会。
Well, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I just want to repeat that Sister Gerda, the missing part that we didn't get to translate. Sister Gerda asked Brother Ernie to come to participate in the conference.
玛莎姐妹邀请了贝教士来参加我们的特会。
And then Brother Ernie agreed to be here from Monday to Thursday.
Ernie 牧师也同意从礼拜一到礼拜四来到这里。
And I think the main point that I would like to repeat is,I was talking about my father in memory because I didn't get a chance to speak at the memorial service.
我想要强调的重点就是在今天早上在我所分享的我的父亲是因为关于他的事情是因为我在他的这次礼拜没有机会分享。
And I think the point that the Sister Martha is referring to is that my dad has many times told me that JMI flows in the same stream as the Ridgewood Church.
我想玛莎姐妹想要强调的重点就是 JMI 的和丽居屋团契的圣灵的水流是同一个水流。
So, I mean, when I was growing up, we lived in New York City.
我是在纽约城长大。
My father had intended to go to New York City thinking that he would have a church in New York.
当我父亲去纽约的时候，他当时有意在那里开始一个教会。
And Brother Edwin had offered the lower sanctuary for my father to use.
小吴牧师当时给了他我们教会的底下一层免费让他使用。
But for one reason or another, that didn't happen. It wasn't the Lord's timing or will, so we moved back to Maryland.
出于种种原因，也许不是神的时间或旨意，我们后来搬回到马里兰。
So in Maryland is where the church started.
所以我们是在马里兰开始了教会。
And I think what I wanted to add, it was my personal kind of appreciation.
我所想要表达的是我个人的一种感激和珍惜。
And when Sister Martha was thinking about the people that she wanted to invite,
当玛莎姐妹想要邀请这些牧师们的时候
，and so you know, of course, it started with Brother Phil opening the conference.
我们请 Philip 牧师开始了我们这次的特会。
The memorial service.
他主持了追思礼拜。
Sister Gerda being able to come for a number of days.
被教师也来参与好几天。
And then Brother Dan Schreck was here.
Dan 牧师也在这里。
And also, Ken Freeman was here.
Kenny Freeman 牧师也在这里。
We had invited Matthew Walvogel, but his wife had a baby.
我们也邀请了 Eddie 牧师的儿子 Matthew, 但是他刚有了小 baby.
And so, of course, Brother Ernie would be here for the remainder of the conference.
所以 Ernie 牧师会在我们特会的最后这几天都在这里。
I think the point is that the Lord had arranged for all of this.
我想他的重点是主为我们安排了这一切。
And I was saying that it was a good connection that JMI has with the Ridgewood Fellowship.
这是 JMI 和利基屋团契的一个美好的连接。
And when I say Ridgewood Fellowship, I mean all the churches that are.
当我提到利基屋团契教会，就是指的这个利基屋教会系统的所有的教会。
So praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Well, thank you. It's nice. It's nice to be here with you.
很高兴能够在这里跟大家在一起。
Thank you, Sister Ruth, for writing the book.
谢谢郭牧师的书。
Thank you, Sister Martha, for giving me the book.
谢谢玛莎姐妹给我这本书。
And I'm having faith that someone here is going to supply the necessary schooling for me to be able to read the book.
我相信这里或许有一些人可以教我中文，所以我可以看这本书。
This is a strange feeling for me.
我在这里感觉有点奇怪。
I'm being welcomed to Pilgrim Camp by a group of people who I don't know.
因为在 Pilgrim Camp 有一群人我不认识的来欢迎我。
I should be welcoming you because this is my home. This is where I belong.
其实我应该欢迎你们，因为这里是我的家。
So thank you for inviting and allowing me to come home and being part of this.
所以谢谢你们欢迎邀请我，并且欢迎我回到我自己的家。
And Sister Martha said, you know, now we're going to turn it over to Brother Ernie to take over.I'm not here to take over.
刚刚玛莎姐妹说呢，现在我们把整个聚会交给 Brother Ernie。其实我不是来把整个聚会来。
This is the Lord's camp.
因为这里是主的营地。
While I'm here, and I'm sure before I came, we want the Lord to take over.
我相信我们在这里，我们都希望主自己来带领这个聚会。
So not only tonight, tomorrow, the next day until we leave.Let the Lord have His way.
不单是今晚、明天、后天，直到我们离开营地，让主自己来带领这个特会。
Pray, admonish, exhort. Do what the Lord puts on your heart to do.
不管主在感动我们做什么，我们祷告，我们互相的劝勉，我们传主的话。
I'm thankful that my wife could be here also with me.
我很高兴今天我的姐妹也在这里。
They saved a seat.Right here in the front for my wife, but I knew if she came, she would sit somewhere near the back.
虽然我们把前面的位置保留，我知道她每次来，她都喜欢坐在后面。
Now you might not see her in all the meetings because she didn't come necessarily for these meetings. She came to do some work here at camp, which needs to be done for our home church.
但是我的姐妹她不会参加每一堂聚会，因为她来这里不是只是参加聚会，她要在这里预备一些以后那个营地里需要的聚会。
But if you see her and want to talk with her and please do that anytime you feel like you want to, and she's the glue that holds me together.
但是如果你们需要跟她找她谈话呢，你们尽可以找她谈话。她是把我跟其他的人连接在一起的那个重要的因素。
I'm thankful for the song that was sung earlier, Channels Only.
我也感谢Alice 姐妹她唱的《我不过是一个运河》。
The Lord needs channels.
因为主需要运河。
Another word for it might be vessels.
换句话说，主需要的是器皿。
People that He can use.
就是他可以用的人。
And He's looking for them.
他在寻找他可以使用的人。
And in part, I think JMI has been raised up to train and to find such vessels.
我相信主兴起 JMI 就是能够来寻找并且来建立。
Every one of you, every one of us that are here want to be vessels unto honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use.
我们在这里每一个人，我们都希望成为主贵重的器皿，能够圣洁合乎主用。
In Him we live.In Him we move, in Him we have our being.
因为我们的生命、动作、存留都在乎他。
But if in Him we live, then He lives in us.
因为我们住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
And He wants to live out His life in us and through us.
因为他希望他的生命能够住在我们里面，并且从我们里面活出来。
Now the hard part, I believe, that the Lord has is finding vessels.
但是 困难的，对主来说比较难的是要寻找到合用的器皿。
You know, the question is asked in the Bible, is anything too hard for the Lord?
但是圣经问我们一个问题，在主岂有难成的事吗？
That seems to be one of the things that's hard for the Lord.
但是寻找到合用的器皿似乎是一件难成的事。
You go any place you want to in your Bible, it was hard for him. He tried with Moses, you remember?
在我们在圣经里面，我们可以看见主一直在试，他试了，试用了摩西。
Moses, I want to raise up somebody who can lead these people out of Israel, out of Egypt. I want to find a deliverer.
神说我要找到一个拯救者，可以把神的百姓带出埃及。
And there in Exodus chapters 2 and 3, Moses and the Lord are having an argument.
但是在出埃及记二章三章，好像摩西跟主就是有一个争执。
Moses says, I can't do that. They won't listen to me. Who am I going to say sent me? And all the questions Moses had.
因为摩西心里有许多的疑问，我怎么可能做成这样子的事情？他们不可能听我。
Until Moses finally said, Lord, send somebody else.
终于摩西说，主啊，请你差遣别人。
Well, as the story went on, and I'm not here to tell the story about Moses, but Moses was finally made to acquiesce to the will of God.
终于摩西到最后他还是降服了，顺服了神的旨意。
And God began to work in Moses.
神就开始在摩西身上工作。
God began to live in Moses and live out his life through Moses, and Moses became an extension of the work of God here on earth.
神的生命住在摩西里面，神的生命也从摩西里面出来，摩西成为神在地上工作的一个延伸。
And Moses went into the presence of Pharaoh and said, God said, let my people go.
摩西就来到法老面前说，神差遣我来说，让我容我的百姓去。
And then through Moses and through that rod, God did so many miracles and works were performed to show the authority, the glory,the purpose of God coming to his people.
神把这个杖给了摩西，摩西借着这个杖行了许多的神迹，来证明神给他的权柄，他是神的代言。
But it was hard to get a hold of Moses.
但是要得着摩西是一件困难的事。
The Lord tried with Jonah.
然后神又试用了约拿。
Come on, Jonah, come on, you're going to go down there to tell those people there in Nineveh about me.
神说，约拿你来，你到尼尼微，然后告诉那些百姓。但是约拿就往反方向，然后神说，尼尼微是这个方向。我知道尼尼微的方向是这里，但是我想往反方向去。神说，但是我希望你成为我的器皿，被差遣到尼尼微去。
And I don't have to tell you the rest of the story, how it was a tough thing for God to get a hold of Jonah.
我不需要详细的说，但是对神来说，要能完全得着约拿，其实是一件难的事。
In the book of Ezekiel, God said, I looked for a man among them who could stand in the gap and make up the hedge. I didn't find anybody.
但是在然后到了以西结书里面，约和华说，我要寻找一个器皿，一个守望者，能够站在破口上，但是我却找不到一个。
Is it that hard for God to find people?
难道真的对神来说要能够得着人是这么困难吗？
To find vessels that he could use?
能够找到一个合用的器皿让他使用是这么困难吗？
In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus said, the fields are white unto harvest.
在马太福音第九章，耶稣说，庄稼成熟了。
But the laborers?
但是工人在哪里？
They're very few.
工人却少。
I wonder if the Lord would like more laborers.
我想或许神应该是希望能够找到更多的工人。
Not necessarily foreign missionaries, including foreign missionaries, but laborers right at home, right where they are. God wants laborers.
不一定是一个到远方的宣教士，当然这也包括在内，但是在家里的教会，神需要找到工人。
But sometimes it's hard for the Lord to find.
但是有的时候真的很难让主找到合适的器皿。
His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth, and he's looking for people whose hearts are perfect towards him, vessels he can use.
因为耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要寻找那些向他心存诚实的人，要找到他可以用的人。
And he gathers people to a conference like this, an inner life conference, because he wants to work in the inner life to make us vessels.
神就像今天，他把人从各地招来在这边有一个内在生活的聚会，因为神希望在我们的内在里面做工。
Vessels are not made from the outside in; they're made from the inside.
因为一个器皿的成就不是从外面来成就，而是从里面来成就的。
It's not necessarily outward ability or talent or charisma or any of those other wonderful things that people can exhibit on the outside.
因为一个器皿所需要的不是外在的能力，外在的吸引人的各样的地方。
But God wants to get on the inside.
但是神要的是我们的里头。
The king's daughter is all glorious within.
因为神的儿女，他的内在，他的美丽是从内在出来的。
He wants us to live in Him.
因为他希望我们住在他里面。
Move Him and have our being in Him.
让我们的动作，让我们存留生活都在于他，在他里面。
And he has a hard time sometimes finding people like that.
但是有的时候他却很难找到这样子的人。
In Jeremiah chapter 18, you know the familiar story about the potter who was making a piece of clay.
在耶利米书十八章，我们知道这个很有名的故事，就是窑匠和泥土的故事。
Molding that clay on the wheel.
窑匠就在这个转轮上，在那边做他的器皿。
Jeremiah was led down to go visit the potter, look at what was going on, and as Jeremiah stood there looking at it all, the Lord said, I wish I could do with my people what that potter does with that clay.
神把耶利米带到窑匠那里，看窑匠怎么样做成他的器皿。然后耶和华说，我希望我也可以像那个窑匠一样做成我的器皿。
Have you ever seen a potter with a piece of clay?
你见过窑匠怎么样制作一块泥土吗？
I was in Williamsburg once.
在 Williamsburg.
Virginia.
Virginia, yeah.
And in Williamsburg, Virginia, they had a guy like an old America. He was working, making a piece of pottery on a wheel, spinning around.
在 Williamsburg, Virginia, 我看过一个老先生，他在做陶，他就是用这个古时候的方式做陶，上面有一个转轮。
The potter picks up just a lump of clay.
那个窑匠呢，他就会拿起一块泥土。
Like you, just a lump of clay.
就像我们每一位就是一块泥土。
That's really how it starts.
这就是我们的起点。
You're just a lump of clay. I'm sorry, but you're just a lump of clay. Now, that's not how to win friends and influence people, but that's what we are.
对不起，但是我们的本质就是一块泥土。
And he picks up the lump of clay.
然后他就拿起这么一块泥土。
And then he goes to work on it.
然后他就开始做。
And he pushes here and he pushes there.
他把这边凹进去的，这边推进去，那边推进去。
He gets the impurities out that are in the inside, the little bubbles that are there that he doesn't want there because it's going to mar or ruin the piece of pottery.
然后他把里面不洁的东西拿出来，因为这些不洁净的东西会破坏了这个杰作。
Sometimes.God's people don't comply.
但是有的时候神的百姓不合作。
Jeremiah was seeing was the piece of pottery just does what the potter wants it. If he pushes, he molds, he puts it on the wheel, he puts water to it. Just acquiesces, does whatever it is that the potter wants.
但是耶利米看到的是窑匠手中的泥土就照着窑匠的心意在那边做。
But the Lord said,To Jeremiah, I can't do that with my people.
但是耶和华却对耶利米说，但是我没有办法像窑匠一样做成我的百姓。
I want to make them a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for my use, but they don't let me.
我希望把我的百姓做成一个贵重的器皿，圣洁，合乎主用，但是他们不让我做。
And I'm going to spend the next whatever it is time that we have here talking about how it is that God picks up the lump of clay.And then begins to fashion and make it a vessel unto honor.
我想其他的余下的时间，我要来讲神怎么样拣选了一块泥土，并且把它塑造成神的杰作、神的器皿。
Then when that vessel is made, then it becomes what he wants. Then he can use it.
当神把这个器皿做成了，他就可以用它。
Then he can take a Moses and lead people out of the land of Egypt and into a Canaan land.
他就可以他把摩西塑造成了摩西，就可以带领神的百姓出埃及，进入迦南美地。
Then he can take a David and kill a giant after he makes the vessel.
当他把大卫做成了，大卫就可以杀掉那个巨人。
But if you read those stories carefully, you'll notice that that end part of the story where the victories are all won and we all draw our attention to that final victory.
但是当我们读这些故事的时候，我们会发现最终那都会有一个胜利，我们的注意力好像都是放在这个得胜上面。
That victory was won long before that final chapter.
但是这个得胜呢是在最后一章之前好长的一段时间。
That victory was won in the making of the vessel.
其实这个得胜呢只不过是要在塑造这个器皿的一部分。
I think it's in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 where we read that he wants to make us pieces of clay that he picks up and he wants to make us into a masterpiece.
在以弗所书第二章第十节我们看到神当他拿起一块泥土他塑造他其实要把我们塑造成一个杰作他手中的杰作。
And so I pray that that's every one of our desires.
我希望这也是我们每一个人的心愿。
Lord, make me what you want me to be.
主啊，把我塑成你要我成的样子。
In body, soul, and spirit, no matter what it costs.
不管在我的灵魂体需要付何样的代价。
Is that something that Brother Chow would teach us?
这是不是也是周牧师所教导的呢？
That we should give ourselves to God in such a way and let him then work in us his purpose, his design and desire?
是不是我们应该把自己全然的放在神的手中让他照他的旨意来做工在我们身上。
I know that's what Brother Chow taught.
我相信这是周牧师的教导。
And that's what Brother Chow allowed God to do with him.
这就是为什么周牧师能够允许神做工在他的身上。
And thank God he wants to continue that work through you and through me.
感谢主他神希望能够继续这个工作在你我的身上。
If you have a Bible, I'd like you to turn with me to Judges chapter 6.
让我们现在来读经，我们来读圣经士师记第六章。
I'd like to read with you the story of Gideon.
我们今天要看的是基甸的故事。
If we get to the end of our meetings and the only thing you learned is about Gideon's life, you've missed the point.
如果我们聚会完了以后我们只是多认识了基甸的生活生命的话那我们其实没有抓到重点。
This whole story, chapter 6, well it goes on 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, but this whole story of Gideon is really a display of how God gets a vessel, finds a vessel, makes a vessel,And uses a vessel.
因为在这里基甸的故事士师记六七八章这里其实是一个故事说明神怎么样找到一个器皿而且把它塑造成合用的器皿。
There are many different aspects to the story such as consecration, obedience, purity, the Holy Spirit, and then being able to be used by God.
在这里在这个故事有许多的部分比方说要奉献而且要圣洁然后合乎主用。
So perhaps what I'm going to say to most of you or all of you is nothing that you haven't heard before.
我相信我今天所要传讲的并不是你们从来没有听过的。
But if I could stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, if I could incite you to desire to be all that God wants you to be, I feel that God would have accomplished his purpose.
但是我今天想要讲这个故事的目的呢是希望在我们心中能够兴起一个愿望一个渴慕让神做工在我们里面。
Feel the call of God over your life.
让我们可以感受到神在我们身上的呼召。
Because God has a call over every one of his children's lives.
因为神在他儿女的每一位儿女身上都有一个呼召。
It might not be the full-time Christian work.
或许不是招你来做全时间的工人。
But that doesn't lessen the call that God has over your life.
但是这并不表示神在你身上的呼召就减少了一点。
He wants to possess you body, soul, and spirit.And live out his life in you.
因为神是要得着你的全人，你的灵魂体为他所用。
Channels only blessed master.
让他的生命可以流出来，让我们成为一个运河。
With all your wondrous power, thou canst use us every day and every hour.
所以神可以在我们每一天每一个时刻都成为他能力的运河。
I read a story once of a pastor who in his church.Had a task that needed to be done.
有一个故事呢，就是有一个牧师，他在他的教会，他需要做成一件事情。
He needed a janitor.
所以他需要一个打扫的工人。
He needed somebody who would mop the floors and throw out the garbage.
他希望有一个人能够来 擦地板能够倒垃圾。
He had a kind of an interesting approach to it. He felt that everybody in his congregation would want to do that job.
他想呢，照理说我在我的教会里面应该每一位弟兄姐妹都很想做这一份服事。
Everybody wants to serve the Lord, and this is a way to serve the Lord. So he felt, you know, everybody's going to raise their hand if I offer it. They're all going to want to do that, so I have to make it fair.
所以他想，如果我讲我们教会有这么一个需要，这么一个服事，应该每一位弟兄姐妹都需要，所以我想来用一个方法，是一个很公平的选择。
So he went up to the balcony of his church.
所以他就到他教会的楼上。
And he took a feather.
他就拿了一个羽毛。
And he said, "Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw the feather off the balcony."
So he said, "我现在呢，我就要从二楼把这个羽毛丢下去。
And it's going to come floating down.
然后它就会这个羽毛就会慢慢的飘下来。
And whoever the feather lands on is the lucky individual who God chooses to do that job.
然后这个羽毛掉在谁身上，这个就是一个那个幸运儿，是神所拣选要来做这个服事的。
For the next 15 minutes in that church,
所以这以下的15分钟在这个教会里面
the only sound that could be heard was,
在这个教会所能听见的声音就是就是吹气的声音
Brother Gus, you're not going to do that, are you?
我希望我们不需要这样子做。
None of you would do that, would you?
我相信我们中间不会有人这样做，对不对
？Lord, what will thou have me to do?
我们要问神，主啊，你要我做什么
？And if that's your desire and your prayer, the answer will not be nothing.
如果这是我们向神的祷告，神不会说我什么都不让你做。
Surely there's a work that I must do.
因为那一定有一件事情你是可以做的。
And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble.
虽然这件事情好像是要很谦卑，但是主啊，你让我的意志可以降服下来。
Though the cost be great, I'll work for you.
尽管这个代价是大的，主啊，我仍然要服侍你。
You might find yourself on the staff as a teacher or coordinator or something of JMI.
或许呢，神所要你的服事就是在 JMA 团队里面做一个联络人，你就不要在那里吹这个羽毛。
You might get called to Taiwan to be a missionary.
或许神会呼召你到台湾做一个宣教士。
You might be a waitress at Pilgrim Camp this year.
或许神是要你在 Pilgrim Camp， 你在这里服事。餐饮，你就不要把这个羽毛吹掉。
Not my will, but your will be done.
但是主啊，不照着我的意思，而是照着你的意思。
You know, God has trouble finding people.
因为神很难找到合用的器皿。
Because we all got a big mouth.
因为我们总是我们的嘴巴太大。
And we all can say all that we're going to do, and we'll do whatever the Lord wants us to do. No, we won't.
我们总是说大话，我们说我愿意做神要我做的事情，但是事情来了，我们就把它吹走了。
You're willing to die,
直到你愿意向己死。
Until you're willing to die to yourself,
直到你愿意向己死。
Until you're willing to take up your cross,
直到你愿意背起你的十字架。
And follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth,
跟随羔羊到他所要去的地方。
I didn't want to go there,
我们会说我不想去那里。
I gave you a choice.
谁给了你的这个选择权呢
follow him. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow.
你没有选择权，就是跟随他到他要你去的地方。
Really?
真的吗
I trust so, and I believe it's so with, if not all, many of us that are here.
我相信在我们当中许多的人都是这样子的。
So we're going to get back to Gideon now, and we're going to finish soon. But Gideon in chapter 6, it starts.
士师记第六章在基甸的故事，这就是一个开始。
It's around the year 1256 BC, so it's a long time ago.
所以大概是在主前1200多年。
And the people of God had fallen into a bad way.
然后这时候神的百姓开始失败。
It's been at least 200 years since God has really worked on their behalf. The glory days are well in the past.
这大概是已经有200年神没有在他们其中工作，他们荣耀的日子已经成为过去。
Period of the judges, which as you know was a difficult time for God's people.
士师记的年代其实是一个对神百姓来说非常艰难的年代。
they fell into so much oppression from so many different groups, and now here in this day with Gideon, it was the Midianites.
他们经历了许多仇敌的压榨和征战，在这里呢，就是米甸人在压制以色列人。
If you have your Bible open, I'm going to read a lot of the chapters, so just follow along as I read. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years.He gave them into the hands of the Midianites.
第一节，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手中七年。
You notice, he, God, gave them into the hands of the Midianites.
请注意，是耶和华把他们交在米甸人的手中。
They had forsaken God.
因为他们离弃了他们的神。
Jeremiah says, you've forsaken God, the fountain of living water, and you've hewn out for yourself cisterns that don't hold any water.
耶利米书在这里说，耶和华说，你离弃了你的神，离弃了那个泉源，为自己凿那个不能存水的池子。
When God is your problem, only God can be your solution.
如果神是你的问题，只有神可以成为你的答案。
I don't know if this is a true statement or not, but the United States of America is in a bad way.
就像今天的美国，我们处在一个非常不好的境况。
That's a true statement.
这是事实。
But if it is because we have forsaken God, which perhaps it is,
或许是因为我们离弃了我们的神。
The answer to the problem is not going to come from a White House or any other colored house. It's going to come...from a people that turn back to God.
如果我们的问题是因为我们离弃了神，那今天的解决的方法就不是从白宫而来，而是我们要回到我们所离弃的神。
And if there's anybody here that buys into what I just said, then God is going to have to find people that he can use.
如果你同意我的说法的话，现在神也是在找他可以用的器皿。
He's going to have to find people who can be vessels unto honor that he can display his glory in and through.
那今天神就必须要能够找到他的器皿，是一个贵重的器皿，圣洁合乎主用，让神的荣耀可以再次的彰显在这里。
So God was giving these people, the Israelites, into the hands of the Midianites because the power of Midian was so oppressive. The Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountains, cliffs, caves, strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, the Amalekites, other eastern peoples invaded the country. They camped in the land.And ruined the crops all the way to Gaza and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep nor cattle nor donkeys.
从第二节，米甸人压制以色列人，以色列人因为米甸人就在山中挖穴、挖洞、制造营寨。以色列人每逢撒种之后，米甸人、亚玛利人、东方人就上来攻打他们，对着他们安营，毁坏土产，直到加沙，没有给以色列人留下食物，牛羊驴也没有留下。
The enemies are not fun. They're ruthless.
我们可以看见这些仇敌是非常的残忍。
Jesus said something about an enemy that the people of God have. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy.
耶稣曾经告诉我们，神儿女的仇敌来是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
The Midianites were stealing.
所以米甸人来，他在这里
destroy
偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Everything they could get their hands on.
他们能够抢夺所有他们能够抢夺的东西。
The people of God were in a bad way.
所以神的百姓在一个非常不好的光景。
It says that the Midianites came up with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count the men and their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished, the Israelites,That they cried out to the Lord.
因为那些人带着牲畜帐篷来，像蝗虫那样多，人和骆驼无数，都进入国内毁坏全地。以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，呼求耶和华。
When I read that paragraph, it makes me say, "What took them 7 years?"
当我在读这里的时候，我就说，为什么还要等七年
？What takes a people 7 years of oppression and devastation before they begin to wake up to the fact that, hey, wait a minute, we could cry out to God to have mercy on us and to change our situation.
为什么神的百姓要等到七年，在七年里受尽了敌人的毁坏，然后他们才醒过来说，我要呼求我的神耶和华。
Verse 7, finally the Israelites cry out to the Lord because of Midian, and he sent a prophet, and the prophet said, this is what the Lord says, I brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. I snatched you from the power of Egypt and from the land of your oppressors. I drove them from before you and gave you their land. I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not worship any of the gods of the Amorites to whose land you live, but you have not listened to me.
第七节，以色列人因米甸人的缘故呼求耶和华，耶和华就差遣先知到以色列人那里对他们说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，我曾领你们出埃及上来，出了为奴之家，救你们脱离埃及人的手，并脱离一切欺压你们之人的手，把他们从你面前赶出去，把他们的地赐给你们，又对你们说，我是耶和华你的神，你们住在亚摩利人的地，不可敬畏他们的神，你们竟不听从我的话。
In the English Bible, God says, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that, and I told you just to listen to me, and you didn't.
在英文的圣经里面很清楚，耶和华神一再的说，是我做这个，是我做那个，是我为你做的这些，我只告诉你，但是你们却不听从我。
Is it possible that God's people who he's done so much for can then turn around and not listen to him? Is it possible?
真的是有可能吗？神为他的百姓做了这么多，他们却离弃他们的神，这是可能的吗？
I think God has a hard time getting people to listen.
我想对神来说，要让他的百姓听从他，要能够顺从他是这么的困难。
So the Lord points out to them, you know, you got yourself into this mess.
神在这里指出他们来，你们今天在这样何等可怜的光景，是你们自己找的。
So now God needs to get a vessel. He needs to find somebody. He could have done it sovereignly all by himself. He could have sent something, done something, but he chooses often in the Word of God to use people to accomplish his purpose and his will here on earth.
在这里，神大可用他大能奇妙的作为在这里再救一次，但是在我圣经里面我们都看见，常常在这种情况下，神所要找的就是一个合用的器皿，借着这个器皿来成就神的旨意。
So in verse 11, the angel of the Lord comes and sits down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, whose son Gideon was threshing wheat in the winepress.
耶和华的使者来到厄弗拉，坐在亚比以谢族人约阿施的橡树下，约阿施的儿子基甸正在酒榨那里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。
Okay, so Gideon is threshing wheat in the winepress.
所以在这里我们看见基甸是在酒榨那里打麦子。
I don't know how many of you grew up in America.
我不知道你们其中有多少人是在美国长大的。
I remember growing up in America.
我记得。
Remember this camp is my, never mind, we'll go back to it.
记得吗？我这个营地，我这是我的家，我是在美国长大的。
But when I was growing up as a boy, and I'd go to the dentist every once in a while, I had to, my parents made me.
在我小的时候，我常常需要去看牙，我父母就带我去。
And the dentist had these little magazines for kids to look at. They were called Highlights. I don't know if you ever, yeah, some of you remember Highlights.
在牙医的诊所呢，就有这个杂志是给小孩子看的，叫做 Highlights.
Did you really remember it? You're just nodding because you want to make me feel good about that. You remember too? Okay. There were games you could play. And one of the games was, what's wrong with this picture?
在那个杂志里面有很多的那个游戏，其中有一种游戏就是说，你看看这个图片里面有什么是不对劲的地方吗？
So you had to circle the five things that were wrong in the picture. The shoes up in the tree.
比方说他们把一只鞋子放在树上，你就要把它圈起来说这个不对劲。
And the bird that was crawling on the ground or swimming in the water or something like that.
或是一只小鸟在水里游泳，就是很不对劲的地方。
Okay. So forget the dentist and forget all that.What's wrong with that picture that I just read that verse?
现在我们不要管那牙医的事。
Was threshing wheat in the wine press. What's wrong with this picture?
在这里我们看见 基甸在酒榨打麦子，这有什么不对劲的吗？
Anybody tell me if you say in Chinese, she'll tell me what you're saying, so it's okay. It's okay. Go both ways. What's wrong with the picture? Wrong location.
不对的地方。他在。
When you thresh wheat, what do you do when you thresh wheat?
当你打麦子，你要在哪里打麦子？在麦场，在。
What do you do when you thresh wheat? You beat it, right? What are you trying to get rid of? Now,
对，我们。
What are you doing in a wine press?
我们打麦子的时候，就是要把里面的糠皮打掉。
Why? I'm not going to ask you a lot of questions, so don't worry about it. But what was wrong with this picture? Why was Gideon threshing wheat in the wine press?
为什么基甸他要在酒榨里面打麦子？
He was hiding.
因为他在躲藏。
Who was he hiding from? The bad guys, the Midianites, the Amorites.
因为他要躲坏人，就是躲米甸人。
Because if they saw him threshing wheat out there in the nice blue sky above him, they would be there on their camels in a heartbeat, and he wouldn't have the wheat anymore.
因为如果他在一个很空旷的地方打麦场的话，他的敌人米甸人会看到，立刻就会过来抢夺他的粮食。
And so while he's doing that, the angel of the Lord comes upon him, appears to Gideon.And the angel of the Lord says to Gideon, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor."
然后耶和华的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。”
Let's go back to the dentist's office.
让我们再回到牙医的诊所那里。
What's wrong with this picture?
在这里，我们又看见一个图片，有什么不对劲的地方吗？
This is not a mighty man of valor. This is a guy that's scared.
因为这里其实不是一个大能的勇士，是一个害怕的人。
Maybe it's not scared, just smart. But he's down there doing. He's not displaying valor.
因为至少他在那里，在酒榨里面躲着，他不是一个大能的表现呢。
But the Lord wasn't looking at the picture in the magazine in the dentist's office. The Lord was looking and saw what his power could make of Gideon if Gideon allowed him to, if Gideon would be the piece of clay molded in shape to be used.
因为在这里耶和华神看的不是这个我们看见的表象，而是看到如果神的能力如何能够使基甸成为大能的勇士，而把神的旨意行作出来。
See, the Lord looks at this young man here and he says, what a mighty man of God.
所以就比方说神看见这一位年轻的弟兄，他就说你是神大能的勇士。
And others of you say, what's wrong with this picture?
你们可能会说，哎，这里有好像有点不对劲啊。
There's nothing wrong with the picture.
没有不对劲的。
God sees not what you are as a lump of clay, but what he can make of you if you will let him be in charge of your life.
因为神所看见的不是你现在只是一团泥土，而是神看见的就是说你如何，如果你让神做工在你的里面，他可以把你成就成为一个器皿。
They say that one of the things that made Michelangelo the great sculptor that he was,
有的人说麦克朗基罗他之所以可以成为一个伟大的雕塑家，
He could look at a slab of marble or some rock.
因为当他看见一大块大理石的时候，
And I would look at it as a piece of rock, a big piece of rock.
因为我们看见就是看见一大块大理石。
But he'd look at it and he'd see the figure of something trapped in that rock.
但是他可以看见有一个形象，有一个人在这个大理石里头。
The master can get his tools and just begin to chisel a little bit and cut a little bit, and I can release from what's inside that lump of nothing and make it into a masterpiece.
因为他可以看见这里面是有一个杰作，他就拿起他这个大师可以拿起他的工具，就把这边敲一块，那边敲一块，让这个杰作能够显现出来。
So Gideon again, but sir, verse 11, if the Lord is with us,Oh, no, it's first, whatever it is, 15. If the Lord is with us, why has this all this happened to us? Where are all the wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian.
基甸却说，主啊，耶和华若与我们同在，我们何至遭遇这一切事呢？我们的列祖不是向我们说耶和华领我们从埃及地上来吗？他那奇妙的作为在哪里呢？现在他却丢弃我们，使我们将我们交在米甸人手中。
The Lord turned to him and said, Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of the Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? But Lord, Gideon said, Now can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and and I'm the least in my family, the Lord said, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together.
耶和华观看基甸说，你靠着你这能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人，不是我差遣你去的吗？基甸说，主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？我家在马拿西支派是至贫穷的，我在我父家是至微小的。耶和华却对他说，我与你同在，你必击打米甸人如同击打一人一样。
We sing in a song, his power can make me what I ought to be.
我们唱过一首诗歌，就是说神的能力能够把我塑造成他要我成就的。
I'll be with you.
神说我与你同在。
Remember what the Lord said to Moses, Moses, I'll be with you.
就像耶和华对摩西说，我会与你同在。
Remember what Jesus said to his disciples, I'll be with you.
就像耶稣对他的门徒说，我必与你同在。
And in Hebrews it says, he says the same thing to you. He said, you can boldly say,The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid what man will do to me.
就像在希伯来书我那里说，我们也可以说，主与我同在，我必不致害怕。人能够把我怎么样呢？
Don't shy away from what God wants to make you.
所以在神要塑造你的之前，你不要害怕而躲藏。
But I'm nothing. Who am I? I'm just a lump of clay. I can't do anything. No, you can't.
你可能会说，我是谁呢？我不过就是一块泥土吗？你是对的，你是不能的。
But I'm with you.
但是我与你同在。
You can't do anything, but the Lord is with you. You can't do anything, but the Lord is with you.
不能做什么，但是神与你同在。你不能做什么，我不能做什么。
But if God be for us, who can be against us?
但是神如果是为着我的，谁能抵挡我呢？
But Gideon wants to be sure. That's a smart thing. Gideon wants to be sure that God is calling him, that he's going to be in God's hands. And so...He takes the next step, and we'll close with this. I don't know, am I too far, am I going too long already? Because Gideon gets to a place, another juncture in his life, where Gideon has to release himself to God. God can call you, but you need to release yourself to God.
因为基甸在这里就来到了他人生的一个关口，神可以呼召我们，但是我们必须把自己释放给神。
So Gideon says, if now I found favor in your eyes, give me a sign. I want to really know it's you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and I bring my offering and I set my offering down before you.
基甸就说，我如果在你眼前蒙恩，求你给我一个证据，使我知道与我说话的就是主。求你不要离开我，等我回来把礼物带来，供在你面前，主说，我必等你回来。
Before we read Gideon's story, let me ask you another question.
在我们读继续读的时候，让我问你一个问题。
What offering do I have to bring to God?
我们到底有什么可以拿来献给神呢？
What does he want from me? A dollar from my wallet?
你要一块钱吗？
What does he want from me?
他到底要的是什么？
What offering can I offer to him?
我到底能够把什么献给神呢？
Lord, if it's really you that's calling me to be a vessel unto honor, I'm going to bring an offering to you.
他说，如果主啊，真的是你呼召我成为贵重的器皿，那我现在要献一个礼物给你。
What would you bring?
那如果你要献，你能够献什么？
What would please him?
是什么能够讨神喜悦的？
Your heart's a good start.
是的，我们的心，这是一个好的开始。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body, your heart, your head, your feet, your toes, your arms. I present my body as an offering, a living sacrifice.
就像圣经里罗马书说的，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将自己的身体献上当作活祭。所以我们的心，我们的手，我们的脚，我们的全身。
And that's what every JMI coordinator and teacher better do.
这也就是在 JMI 团队里面的每一位同工都应该做的。
I'm just a regular guy. I'm not on the staff, so I don't have to do. That is your reasonable service, your spiritual act of worship.
因为我们这样子做是讨神喜悦的，这就是我们对神的敬拜和服事。
But I'm not a missionary or a minister.
你可能说，但是我不是一个宣教士，我也不是一位传道人。
I don't don't care what you are. Whoever you are, God has a call over your life and he wants you.
但是不管你是神，神在你身上都有一个呼召，神要得着你。
He wants to present your body as a living sacrifice.
神要得着你的全人，成为一个圣洁合乎主用的器皿。
And it's amazing to me how many people that go to church every Sunday, that go to pilgrim camp every summer, but haven't really gotten it through their heads to their hearts. God wants all of me.
很奇怪的一件事就是许多的人都去教会，甚至于每一年都来 pilgrim camp, 但是却没有心里真正的认识到神是要我的全人全心。
So, look what Gideon does.
所以我们看，再来看基甸所做的。
The Lord says, I'll wait for you to return. And so Gideon goes and prepares a young goat, and from an ephah of flour, he made bread without yeast. He put the meat in a basket, the broth in a pot. He brought them out, offered them to the Lord under the oak.
主说，我必等你回来。基甸就去预备了一只山羊羔，用以依法细面做了无酵饼，将肉放在筐内，把汤盛在壶中，带到橡树下献给使者面前。
Now I could go back to the dentist's office for a moment now, and what's wrong with this picture?
我们就在好像再回到牙医诊所那里，我们再来看一下这个图片有什么不对劲的地方吗？
We have a people and a family that are greatly, the word was greatly impoverished.
我们看见的是在这里以色列人是极其穷乏的。
And what's he bringing to the Lord?
但是他到底带了什么来给神呢？
He's bringing all the stuff that he can't afford to bring.
他就是把他带的是其实他这是他大概所有的。
We don't have enough to feed our stomachs.
他们连吃的都不够。
But now what I'm supposed to or what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring food and I'm going to give this to the Lord.
但是呢他却拿出他的食物来奉献给神。
As an offering. It's costly. I know it's costly, but this is what I'm going to bring this to the Lord. It's his.
这是一个很极大的代价，但是他把它当礼物带来献给神。
David said, "Don't you? I wouldn't bring to the Lord that which cost me nothing."
就像大卫说的，我不会把我不需要付代价的东西献给神。
And so I go back to giving yourself, your all, body, soul, and spirit to the Lord. Is it costly?
所以我们再回到说，当我们要把全人全心都献给神的时候，是不是一个很大的代价？
Yeah, count the cost.And see whether or not you're willing to pay the price. Because if you're not willing to pay the price, then you cannot, Jesus said, you cannot be my disciple.
但是我们在这里，我们就是要来计算一下我们的代价，看我们是不是真的愿意付这个代价。因为耶稣说，如果你不愿意付代价，你不配来做我的门徒。
Jesus said you have to be willing to lay down your own life. That's what taking up a cross involves. Paul said, I do it every day.
耶稣说你必须要付代价，就是你要天天背起你的十字架来跟随主，这个就是代价。保罗说他天天背起他的十字架。
So Gideon brings this all to the Lord.
所以基甸呢就把他贵重的礼物来献给神。
He's probably pretty proud of himself. He made a nice meal here.
那他可能自己还觉得蛮引以为傲的，因为他做了一顿很好的餐。
Okay, it's not Chinese food, but it's close.
可能不是中国食物，但是可能不错。
And the angel of the Lord...disappears. Let's see. And when Gideon realized, I'm sorry, I jumped ahead of myself. The Lord said to him, now I want you to take that which you brought, the meat, the unleavened bread, and place them on the rock and pour out.
神的使者吩咐基甸说，把肉和无酵饼放在这磐石上，把汤倒出来，他就这样行了。
We can go back to the dentist's office for one last time. This doesn't make any sense either. Something's wrong with it.
这个图片看起来又好像不对劲了。
This is the most costly thing I can think of to bring, food. I don't have enough of it. And I'm bringing it to you so that I can serve you because I recognize who you are.
在这里基甸他其实非常的穷困，他自己都吃不饱，却把最好的食物带来，因为他看出这是神的使者。
And now the first thing you tell me to do with it is lay it out on the rock and then dump the soup over it.
但是神的使者却叫他把这个肉和无酵饼都放在这个磐石上，然后把汤倒出来。
Lesson number one, or maybe two or three, but a very important lesson. Write it down in your head, if not in the front of your Bible. Gideon needs to learn to be what? Fill in the blank.
我们在这里要学习的功课，从这里就说基甸他需要学习什么这件事情。 他需要学习什么
we will do.
就是我们做他所吩咐的
But I don't understand.
但是我不明白
But it's not what I thought he would do. I thought he would Oh, this is good. Thank you so much for what you've given to me.
这不是我所想象的。我在想说他可能会吃我的那个食物，而且他很喜欢，然后说哦，谢谢。
I didn't expect this. He's not supposed to do it this way. This isn't my way. No, it's not your way. It's his way.
我没有期待他会叫我把食物都放在盘子上，把汤都倒出来。这不是我想要的，但是不是照我的意思。
And we'll find in the days to come that this is a lesson that Gideon goes back to and needs to be taught again and again and again. Just do what he tells you to do.
在 这之后呢，我们会看见这个功课基甸一直都要学，就是说他神所吩咐的，他就照着去行。
Remember what Mary said at the feast in Cana of Galilee? I don't know what my son might tell you to do, but whatever he tells you to do, just do it.
就像就像耶稣的母亲玛利亚，她在迦南婚宴上告诉这些仆人，我儿子吩咐你们的，你们就照着去行。
So he pours it out on that rock.
所以他就照样做了。
And fire flared from the rock and consumed the meat and the bread.And the angel of the Lord disappeared.
就有火从磐石中出来，烧尽了肉和无酵饼，耶和华的使者也就不见了。
Do you ever sing that little song? Then God's fire upon the altar of my heart was set aflame.
我们有没有唱过这首诗歌？就是神降圣火到我的心里来焚烧。
When is the fire of God's flame put into my heart? It's when I give my all to Him.
当我们把我们的所有都奉献给神的时候，神的火就会下来焚烧在我们心里。
The fire that consumed the sacrifice was a sign to Gideon that his sacrifice was accepted.
当火把这个祭物焚烧的时候，这就是一个证据，他的礼物蒙神悦纳。
Gideon has taken a giant step forward in becoming a vessel.
所以在这里我们看见基甸已经踏出了第一步，成为一个贵重的器皿。
There are other steps that he will need to take before he gets down into that fight against the Midianites and breaks the vessel and goes and whips up on them. There are lessons to be learned.
但是他在他前面还有许多步，还有许多的功课要学，直到他能够真正的打败米甸人。
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice.
哦，他就说：“主啊，我在这里，我听见了你的声音。”
Now, Lord, consecrate me to your service by the power of grace divine.
主啊，现在你来分别我，我来奉献给你。
Lord, take me as I am and make me what you want me to be.
主啊，照着我的本相来接纳我，并且把我塑造成你要我成为的样式。
If there's anybody here tonight that hasn't given your all to the Lord Jesus,
我们在我们当中还有人没有把自己全所有奉献给神吗？
I'm not asking if you're saved or not. Have you given your all to the Lord Jesus?
我在这里不是问你到底得救了没有，而是你有没有把你的全所有奉献给神。
There's a song in the white book. I don't think it's in the Chinese book, so we won't sing it. But it goes like this: Nothing less than full surrender.
有一首诗歌在这里就说，我们必须要全所有奉献。
Nothing less than yielding all.
而且完全的降服。
Nothing less than gladly saying, "Here am I at Jesus' call."
我们在这里，我们必须全然献上，并且，对神说：“耶稣，我在这里。”
Giving body, soul, and spirit for the master to possess.
让我的身心灵完全的被我的主人得着。
Working out his will and his purpose, offer to Jesus nothing less.
让我们把全所有奉献给耶稣，让他能够他在我们的身心灵成就他的工作。
My desire and my prayer.Is that every single day?
我的盼望就是每一天。
I give myself to Him.
我把我自己奉献给他。
I give myself afresh to Him today.
我把我今天再一次的新鲜的奉献给他。
Lord, take me as I am and make me what you want me to be.
照我的本相接纳我，并且把我塑造成你要我成的样式。
His eyes are looking.
因为他的眼目遍察全地。
Let Him find you willing, ready.By His grace, able.
让他能够找到你，而且你是愿意的，愿意让他的恩典在你的身上。
I think early on in your book, might be number four, we have that song, Draw Me Nearer. Could we sing it together? Especially that second or third verse, whatever it is. Consecrate me now to your service, Lord, by your power of grace divine. But let's sing the whole song together.
让我们唱中文诗歌本第四首。
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told. Let's stand, that's a good idea. Do me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed. us, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thank you, Lord. Fill, O Lord, with your Spirit, we pray. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I feel it would be right if we would sing that verse from Draw Me Nearer, consecrate me now to your service, Lord.
让我们唱第二节, 靠着你的恩典求你分别我。
Now, it's not just a song that we're singing, it's a vow that we're vowing to the Lord.
我们不单只是在这里唱一首歌, 而是这是我们对神的一个誓言。
And so as you sing it now, there are two choices. You can either sing it or you can go...
在我们唱的时候, 我们可以有两个选择, 我们可以在这里向主, 许愿, 我们也可以把这个羽毛吹走。
But if you really want to give yourself to God fresh tonight, anew tonight, a total surrender tonight, I would encourage you to do that.
如果我们今天愿意在神面前更新我们全然的奉献, 我们就一起唱。
Don't hold anything back.
不要再, 在神面前保留什么?
Body, soul, and spirit.
让我们的全人, 灵魂体。
And after we sing that verse and chorus, if you'd like to, God bless you. You can go to your rooms or wherever. But if you'd like to stay and wait on God and just let Him deal with your heart, let Him speak to your heart, perhaps it would be good to take a few moments and wait on Him.
在我们唱完这一节之后, 如果你需要回到房间, 你可以回到房间, 或如果你有, 你想要在神面前有一个安静等候, 让神跟我们的心说话, 我们就在这里安静等候。
Let's sing that verse together.
让我们唱第二节。
Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord,
从此在你是否
Dear
Lord Jesus, tonight we come before you. We thank you.
谢谢你今天晚上我们听的宝贵的话。
Thank you for precious words that we heard tonight.
你真的吸引我们的心。
You really drew our hearts.
你真的开我们的心。
You have opened our hearts.
而且你把一个大的兴趣放在里面。
You have given us a great desire.
我们要完完全全
We want to completely belong to our Lord Jesus. We want to be obedient to you, Lord.
我们真的要顺服你。
I want to obey you, Lord.
我们不但一辈子活着，还有剩下的日子在这个世界。
All the remaining days of our life on earth.
主耶稣，我相信你要深深地写在我们的心本上。
I believe you're going to write on the tablets of our hearts.
帮助我们永永远远不忘记。
Help us never, never forget this.
Oh, 用你的灵。
Use your spirit.
要真的分别为圣。
You'll consecrate us. Consecrate us.
我相信你会圆啊。
I know you will receive this, yeah. You're pleased.
你有呼召为许许多多的人。
You will call many.
你在我们当中认识每一位。
You know every one of us here.
你知道他们每一个人的前面的路。
You know all the ways ahead of us.
不要帮助我们不要错过。
Help us not to miss out.
帮助我们做一个永远的事我们要做。
Help us to achieve the eternal wills.
不容易的要继续去做。
That we will continue even if it's difficult.
主耶稣，我相信你要愿啊。
I believe you will answer our prayer.
我相信你要用每一个人今天在座的每一位。
I believe you will use every one of us here.
帮助我们不要忘记祭奠。
Help us not to forget about Gideon.
我从来没有听过这样的话。
I've never heard a message like this before.
我们一辈子都，我们都认识这个故事。
Help us to remember this story all of our life.
Yeah, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
用你的手按在我们每一个人的身上。
At this moment, we pray that you will lay hand on every one of us.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
Yes.Right now, oh God. Glory, glory, glory. Yes. Pachidi, a lot of pachidi, you know, so I untie a little book. Yo, shut up, pachidi, and so, chari, a lot of pachidi.
Oh, pachidi, take your great power and reign in the spirit.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Send your fire to burn in within us. Send us your fire. The fire forever for you. So there will be no reservation. I believe you will do this.I believe you will accomplish your will in these couple of days.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.Hallelujah, which I want to Yesu.
Lord Jesus, you love us.
Which you I need, we must say a long time.
Because of love for you that we're making this eternal vow.
Bless each one this night. 祝福在座的每一位。
Bless everyone. Bless everyone tonight. In your name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
做我的工人，做我所要的器皿。
The words I spoke to you tonight in your heart, you shall remember the all the days of your life. Rise up to be a vessel for my use.